you know, her speech.
Listen,
writers.
I love giving Helen Ziller a hard time because she's just an easy target. But I do think she's working damn hard.
Yeah, she
I
is.
Mean, you know, I feel like she's working hard. I feel like Julius is working hard. I feel like Gedlitliki says not working hard at all. He doesn't even care. You heard what he said the other day. I want your comment on this. This is what he said about Gandla.
It's not an issue with the voters. It's an issue with the bright people. Very clever people is a big issue.
How dismissive is that? What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, if I was one of his supporters, I'd take great offense to not being considered bright or clever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm not even surprised anymore. This is how our government has that much contempt for us. So the fact that he has a house that costs 246 million, he believes is not a problem because he's that entitled. And, you know, frankly, we allow him to be that
But he
way.
Dismisses you. He says, first of all, you know, you are just in Tomazan. Mm. You're just a, why are you being so difficult? Why don't you just agree with me? But then he also sets his dogs on you. Like, I heard the ANC Youth League guy. I cannot tell you who he is because the Youth League really
Mzandile.
Is just...
Mzandile.
Mzandile. Anyway, he was at the ANC rally on Sunday and he said, all these people who are window dressing, these blacks that are being put up front, you know, they're there to make the DA look black. And they actually just, they think they're all Barack Obama. Obviously, he was referring to Musi Maimane.
Musi Maimane.
But how does that make you feel when you hear that? Is that this black-on-black violence that we were talking about the other day, this whole idea that coconut is considered, to some people, as offensive as using the K word?
I couldn't give a damn what Zandile and them think about me when it comes to my blackness. I mean, I don't think they hold any sway over what a black person is and what that entails. In fact, I'd say that they have... really let go of that Ubuntu that they talk about more often than anyone else in the DA has.
But if you're a black person, young black person, you do take the risk if you're an individual. You're clearly not the kind of person who cares about what other people think.
Well, to an extent.
I mean, you don't want to be seen as being a horrendous psychopath, but you don't really care if people disagree with you. Let me put it that way.
Well, no, because, I mean, the whole job that I'm in is about a competition of ideas. You want to have somebody who disagrees with you so you can show people why your way is better. I mean, the reason we're in it is to vociferously and vigorously argue for why ideological points of view are what would be best for the country.
When you go home to Uhlanga, do you find that you have lost some cred because they realize that you're a DA person and maybe that they just don't take you so seriously and think, well, why would she be doing this? Because a lot of people do still think, okay, if you're white, you have to vote a certain way. If you're black, you have to vote a certain way. How do you change that even at home?
Not at all. So I'm in the community the whole time. I'm there helping them get their, you know, electricity, their IDs. And very soon when people see that you're authentic and sincere about what you're trying to do, they don't really care where you come from.
So you have to do the groundwork to convince them.
Yeah, but I also think that we don't give our people enough credit. And we think that, you know, they think that every black person must be a representative of every black person's experience. And I mean, that's just not completely true. And I would never pretend to be that. I've had a certain background, as have other people. But at the end of the day, as long as we're all young people that are trying to do something that's going to make our country better, then...
And what Mabali said earlier about, like, young people being apathetic, I also disagree with her because I think young people, we all want to do things. Mm. We want to see this country improve. We want to see things get better. And we're all invested in the future far more than older people are.
Yeah.
But sometimes we look around and we see these leaders and we think, not for me.
Well, I mean, if the median age of our leaders is like 65, you don't really sort of... find yourself being able to identify with...
I'll tell him now.
Well, you see, the problem is when the IEC releases figures like less than 6% of the youth are registered to vote, you ask yourself the question, well, where's the disconnect? Who's, like, how do we get young
now
people...
Here's what's new.
What was that, my buddy?
That's the problem.
Well, those figures are interesting because, sure, not as many young people or born free as we wanted to register actually did. But you'll find that in every election, more and more young people are voting. And in that age group of like 18 and 19 to vote for the very first time, you often don't find that there's a lot of them. But as people become more affected of understanding how governments actually affect, you know, even their pockets, then they start caring a little bit more about it.
As soon as they start buying a house or car.
Yeah. Or just even trying to get a NSFAS loan.
Get a job,
Yeah.
You realize that you need more than just you. You're not an island.
Of course.
And if we don't cooperate, then we're in anarchy and it's all every man for himself. And we end up with, like, you know, Oscar Pistorius in charge, like whipping out his gun whenever he feels like he's not empowered enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think of that whole mess?
Oh.
I mean, you must have just, as a casual observer, I don't need political commentary from you on this.
Well, to be honest, I'm tired of the coverage of it.
You're tired of it? It's such a good show. Did you hear the crying that happened? Listen to this. No. This is the Mrs. Mutwane. No, you're going to love this. This is Barry Roo talking to Mrs. Mutwane, who's the neighbor, who tries to replicate the way he screams. You're going to love this. This is amazing. This happened in court yesterday. I'm entertaining you.
This, Mrs. Mutwane, was a crying soft, loud, low pitch, high pitch,
The crying was very loud and very close. I even thought it could be inside the house. It was very loud and very, very close.
And the pitch of the crying?
It was very loud. The bed?
Before we get there, when I consulted with you, I asked you if you can just make the resemble that noise what you heard.
Can I please have water? Yes.
She needs water to get this right. Listen.
It's loud, but just to give the court some idea what you're doing.
The crying was like...
Don't tell me that isn't a great show. Huh? It's my favorite show on television. I don't know what your problem is. You don't know what entertainment is. That's your problem.
Oh, no. It's also, well, maybe I'm also just annoyed because it's taken so much away from the election campaign.
Tell me about this Musi Maimane. I don't know anything about the guy. I mean, I see him making these Isifane adverts, and I see him doing a speech every now and then, and he does look all sharp and prepped, and like he looks like the real deal in terms of a manufactured politician. But what's he like?
I don't know Musi that well personally, but he seems like... You know, somebody that really wants to get Gauteng working, and, you know, he's put in a lot of work, 290 days or something of straight-on campaigning. So I think that says a lot about, you know, his will to succeed and his ability to really connect with people, because he seems to have become very popular in Gauteng.
He is popular, but I always wonder when this happens that, you know, sometimes something is too good to be true, especially with politicians, because you know him, Bailey. I mean, you seem like a really... lovely person, and I think we'd probably get along very well. But the fact that you're a politician makes me immediately think, ooh.
Well, you should think that.
Yeah, we should. We should be suspicious of politicians.
We should. I think we don't interrogate our politicians enough in South Africa. I mean, if you think about how American politicians are interrogated, everything they've ever seen in their life.
When you run for president, if you've got a voting record in the Senate, for example, if you're a senator, it's virtually impossible to become a president. Usually governors become presidents because they don't have a voting record, and they haven't said or done. They haven't said or done enough. If you've done anything, you've taken a point of view, you've got a history, they will use that against you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is why politicians also shouldn't dress up and pretend to be something else. Like, I mean, I've done a lot of things that I'm sure people would be up in arms about, but I'm very ready to defend that if I ever decide to run for something that's going to be that scrutinized.
That comparison you just made to America, why do you think people are hating on Musi so much, saying, oh, stop trying to be like Obama? Where's that coming from?
The same place that it comes from where they use like terms like coconut, I reckon.
Yeah.
Huh?
Or where Julius said she speaks with an American accent.
But Julius himself said the other day that we shouldn't be calling each other names, and we shouldn't be xenophobic, and there shouldn't be black-on-black jealousy.
Yeah, that's right. He admitted that he's changed and that he was immature.
You think that that's nonsense, huh?
I just think that Julius is very able to say what suits the moment and what suits the crowd.
Okay.
I think he's probably one of the best politicians at doing that in South Africa. And I mean, look, he's exciting. He's come with a bang, and it's exciting for young people. And I think that he's put a lot of issues that other political parties are kind of not taking to the forefront as much as they should have. And I mean, that's good. That's a good element that keeps us all on our toes. But I don't think he's credible. I think he has no credibility whatsoever.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to find out all about when Helen Ziller chastised you in February for your comments. We're going to find out about where you're going to vote. You said Uhlanga. We're going to find out what you do to get ready in the mornings because you're on public display all the time.
She looks good.
She looks fantastic.
I did it for you guys.
You got a beauty regimen. So we're going to find out about that. And you were out clubbing 2 days ago. You partied so hard that you fell outside of the club and you have a bruised ego.
Because
every person in the club that was good-looking saw you. So we got all the info on Mbalintuli. She's from the DA Youth. And it's just after 8 o'clock. On voting day, we go to the polls. Anytime from 7:30 this morning, people are already lining up. Get out there and cast your vote. Don't be lazy. Don't just lie in bed and be a slob. No good. Got to do more than that. All right, so 10 minutes to be precise after 8 o'clock. I wanted you to hear this, just in case you missed it yesterday. Maybe you're thinking about who you should vote for. Here is, let me just find the damn thing. Oh, here are some South Africans in the UK who voted in the South African expat election. Hmm. You want to hear what happened there?
Yeah.
A British reporter tried to ask a South African woman if she'd voted because she's still got a South African passport.
We are here today in London as many ex-South Africans cast their early vote as expats. Let's ask them some questions. Hello, ma'am. How are you?
What?
Hello, madam.
Yes, hello. Can I help you?
Madam, how are you feeling today?
Play? No, I can't come play. I'm waiting in this queue, you see.
No, ma'am. How do you feel about voting today?
Voting? What are you on about?
Ma'am, this is the queue to vote.
What? This isn't the queue for salmon bagels.
Cut it, guys. Hello, sir.
Yeah, we're brother.
Sir, how do you feel about voting today?
Oh.
Get away from me, you freak.
It is a beautiful morning, election day. Everybody's excited. We're going to cast our votes today. And Mbalintuli has not made up her mind who she's voting for yet.
Oh, the pressure.
Yeah, she's actually the DA youth leader. So what happened in February that Helen Zille had to chastise you? What did you do wrong? I don't understand this. What did you do?
I tweeted that I didn't agree with my party marching to the Tudy House.
Uh-oh.
I felt that the ANC could make their offer of their manifesto and we had to come out more strongly with ours rather than opposing theirs.
Hmm.
What did she say?
She said, "Hi, I'm Helen Zille."
The leader of the Democratic Alliance.
There we go. Now, what did she say to you?
Did she call you? Did she send you an email?
We had a vigorous debate about it. And it was unfortunate that people took the debate outside to the media. But inside the debate, she had called me a prima donna and a princess.
A princess, huh?
Oh.
Wow. So are you two on speaking terms again? Everything's cool?
We speak, yeah.
And? sounds a little bit cold. Yeah?
Yeah, we're fine.
She's not like your best friend in the world.
Not all
just
your colleagues.
Just get into the mic there for me. I don't know why you can hardly hear
your friends.
No, sure. I'm worried about that mic. It sounds a bit odd.
Mm. Mine sounds hot all of a sudden.
I don't know what the hell's going on
distortion
here.
Distortion in my ear.
Let me just try this. Just speak for me quickly. I know we've just moved in here. We're trying to figure everything out.
Hey, Gareth.
There we go.
Oh,
okay.
That makes my voice sound nice.
Okay. Well, you do sound nice. All right. So, Mbali, you get ready in the mornings. Do you always have to be on public display? Are you know, like celebrities in Hollywood who have to wake up and they know that people are going to take pictures of them no matter where they go. Are you worried about your image? Do you have to think about what clothes you wear? Do you always have to wear blue? Is there something that we need to know?
I'm mostly in blue t-shirt and jeans, actually, because you're just working all the time. I have quite a cool job because every day is different. So some days I'm meeting like really cool leaders from other places. So, you know, you have embassies in formal attire. Other days you're kicking down at a debate and you want to seem cool, so you wear something that the youth's going to relate to. So it's different every day. I don't, you know, take that much interest in my looks, except if I'm actually going to go out.
Do you get a budget from the DA for all this kind of thing?
No, I don't even get paid as youth leader.
No money. There's nothing.
Nada.
What a horrible job.
It's a cause. You do it because you believe.
It's like when I was in campus radio. Like 3 years I didn't get paid, and then they fired me.
Jeez, thanks for that.
Oh. How long do you get to be youth league leader for? Like, is it
It's a 2-year term.
Which is how long?
2 years.
Two years?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mabs, I don't think I was listening to you. Wait, I'm sorry.
How old were you when you turned 12, Mabs?
I got one of those. I was having such a nice day yesterday, and then I got an SMS from the DA, and it irritated me. I hate that you guys SMS. Won't you switch that off?
But, you know, it's a part of our marketing. It's just one SMS.
I know, but I also got one from the ANC, and I also got one from, I think, Cope.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I think they still think I'm going to vote for them. Made that mistake once. Once bitten, Mosiwa. Twice shy, baby.
What does it mean if you don't get SMSs from any party? Does that mean they don't care about your vote?
Mm-mm. Well, I've never received an SMS either, so I guess...
So you're not even on the DA database that has all of us, the rest of the country's getting SMSs. That annoys me. Now I'm even more angry. All right, so tell us what happened at this club the other night. Were you drunk? You fell outside?
I had a good time, as young people do.
Yes.
And I didn't fall because I was drunk. I fell because I had no traction on my shoes.
Okay, you blame that.
That happens.
We haven't had rain for a while. The floors are bone dry. Where were you?
She's wearing rubber soles.
I was in Greenside, outside.
That's always fun.
Yeah, Tokyo Star.
So I've slipped there too.
Thank you.
Please, Leanne has got her own. She's got a trolley she sleeps in outside of.
I've got skid marks outside every club from slipping outside.
Was it one of those embarrassing falls where everyone rushes to try and help you get back up?
Sorry.
Yeah. It was an epic fall, and all these people came and helped me. I was like, where were you when I was in the club looking fly?
So all the good-looking people were obviously hanging outside waiting for you to
clearly,
slip.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's typical. It's very, very bad.
Yeah.
All right, so now what are your ambitions here? You're youth leader now. What's the next step for you?
I actually want to get away from National. I want to go back to my province because I think KZN is the most exciting province politically.
They've also got the highest ANC majority.
Yeah.
You're setting up a hard task for yourself.
And I'm looking forward to it. So that's what I really want to do. I want to go back to KZN. I want to rock that place. Outside of that, I'm an MPL elect, so I'm on the list. I'm second. So
okay.
That should
So you
good.
Would be in the KZN provincial legislature?
Yeah, I would be.
If you get enough votes. You think you'll get in?
I think I'll definitely get it.
How many seats does the DA have in that provincial legislature at
the
moment?
We have 7 at the moment.
Okay, so you're in the safe zone.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to change?
Well, first of all, I think KZN is very interesting because their voters have voted for opposition parties before. The DA governed there before they were governed in the Western Cape.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, so I'd really like to tap back into that and become excellent at some really important portfolios like social development. That's a very underdeveloped aspect, even nationally. But specifically in KZN, because it's so poverty stricken and so many social ills then creep into it. So I really want to concentrate on that sort of thing and become just really an expert at it and really good at it and maybe study further and then see where that takes me.
Tell me about Lindiwe Mazibuko. I haven't met her ever before. I've never met her.
Oh.
I'm impressed when she speaks out. She's also fearless, which I always think is a great quality in a politician.
Lindiwe is such, I think, an inspiration, especially to young people in our party, because we often see her in internal meetings as well. And she'll often be one person who, you know, has one view on something that many people don't agree with. And she'll stick to her principle and she'll be so authentic about it and so good that often, you know, she'll win people over. And even if she doesn't, it's very inspirational to see somebody being that, you know, focused and principled on what they believe the direction of the party should be. And I think that we're incredibly lucky to have her, and she's an excellent parliamentarian. I think she's a great legislator, and she's a very good friend of mine. So, I think we're very proud of her within the party. And even just speaking from like a young woman who's
You reckon
black
she's the next party leader?
I reckon she doesn't really want it at the moment. I think she's really enjoying just being in parliament and really making sure that parliament is a relevant centre of debate at the moment.
Mm.
And also in politics, you don't want to peak too soon. You don't want to be seen as somebody that's, you know, running for every position that's available.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good thinking. Yeah. So in other words, take your time, be patient, slowly, slowly catch a monkey, as the old expression goes. Now, have you ever been to Nkandla?
Yeah, twice.
You have?
Oh. I was there the first time that the DA actually went to go and
But you didn't get in.
Oh.
No.
You haven't seen
But
the
my
inside.
Father's from Nkandla. So,
really?
Yeah. So
has he been in?
My dad passed away when I was 8, but
I'm sorry.
No, but he's definitely well known in the area. So, and we have a farm there, and so it's
Is your farm as big as
Gedlekisa's farm?
This is the property.
but Ntuli isn't one of our president's wives. Also, she's in Ntuli.
Yeah, she is.
Is she from the area as well?
No, she's from Durban, I think.
Okay, so it's not related to you, because that would be awkward at family gatherings.
Not that I know of, but you never know with our clan names.
Hell yeah. And relationships, you have any time for that?
Sometimes, not lately.
You've been working hard on the campaign trail, right?
Yeah, but as I said, I'm young. I'm also just, you know.
And you're having fun.
Having fun.
No commitment, as long as you're not sleeping
good
around.
Good balance.
Yeah, keep it tiny.
Yeah, you have to in politics.
Are you sleeping around?
You have to have good balance when you sleep around too.
Leanne sleeps around. You don't have to feel embarrassed around here. We have no secrets between us.
I'm an equal opportunity dater.
Okay. All right. Nice. That's like your attitude. Okay, now tell me, here is what it says. one iPod, two phones, and an iPad stolen, and two bags broken by the airport. This is a tweet of yours, right?
Yeah.
Also, one attempted hijacking, countless delayed flights, 10,000 or more kilometers of driving, and 5 kilograms gained from all the junk food on the road. Yeah. Is that your summary of the campaign trail so far?
Yep.
Jeez. Sure.
It's been rough.
Disastrous.
What a sacrifice. Yeah.
But now, and you're not even being paid. Yeah, 5 kgs is probably what I'm most upset about.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the toughest.
Not the hijacking.
Sure, you don't have time.
But apparently you have a friend who wants to marry that guy.
I do. Actually, I got a lot of people telling me when I came on, please tell Gareth we love him. Please tell him we'll marry him. See?
No, that's cool.
So you got, I love got them lots too. Of options.
I love them too. You got to keep your options open. It's a good way to go about this whole thing.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I would have gotten roasted for that when I got back.
Yeah, she would have never forgiven you. Yeah.
What about this this question you were asked in a Sunday Live interview? You asked, do you consider yourself a clever black? And you said, yes, but not the way the president sees it. What would you say to the president if you were sitting in a room with him and he said, okay, tell me what you're all about and what you think I should be doing? What would you tell him?
I'd say I think you've had a long life. You contributed to the struggle. But, you know, I'd like to see you retired and just going back to herd your cows. That's what I'd say.
What do you think he'd say, except for...
I think he'd say, Mdali, what a revelation. You're right.
Oh, you think... And then he'd just get up and walk out of the office and leave it to you. Because there must be people in the ANC who you do respect, who you're happy to deal
with.
Oh,
yes, completely.
I mean, who do you find is easy to deal with in the ANC?
A lot of them are sort of local councillors that we deal with. I quite enjoy the deputy mayor of Durban. She's very tough, very feisty. She can be quite partisan.
What's
her
name?
Nomvusa Shabalala. And I think that, you know, even sometimes ANC people can be partisan, but a lot of them do a lot of good work. And I think it must be incredibly tough for the ones that are working hard to see what's happening in their party. But I have a lot of respect for lots of ANC colleagues. I speak to them all the time. I actually have gone to dinner twice with Big Lady just to understand dynamic.
How's he? What's he up to at the moment?
Well, he's going to go back to Parliament.
Becky Taylor, huh?
Yeah. And Sitle Zikalala. So, I mean, we interact. I often think that our supporters throw more shade on us than we do on each other. And I mean, I even like Mzwandile, even though he acts quite crazy often. Yeah. And says some really silly things.
But let's face it. I mean, really, the fact is the NC Youth League is a poodle now. Yeah. There's nothing going on there.
Yeah, it doesn't work when you have an appointed board. You need people to be elected. But we know why it's like this.
Well, because of Julius.
Yeah.
He was out of control. They said they needed to discipline him.
Yep.
And his story is that they didn't just want to discipline him. They wanted to stop him in his tracks because he was threatening the president.
Well.
You believe that?
Who knows with the ANC? I think that they all are just factionally fighting and trying to grab their piece of the pie.
Well, you guys, you and the ANC are always fighting. I mean, the DA and the ANC.
Mm.
I mean, it's like
there's a reason why
time.
They're called opposition parties.
Yes. But I mean, you know, sometimes we feel like, oh, we get so sick of this fight between the DA and the ANC. It's like they don't even care about us anymore. It's all about them.
We're sick of the fight too, trust me.
If you met a young person today, between now and when you fly at 12 o'clock to Durban back to go and vote at home.
Mm.
If you met someone young and they said to you, I'm not interested in voting. And then they said, if I did go and vote, I wouldn't vote for you. Would you tell them to go and vote anyway?
Yeah. I think the wonderful thing and the wonderful opportunity that we have with young people in our country is that the more they are able to vote for different parties every election, the more conscientized we're going to be about not feeling obliged to hold any blind loyalty or nostalgia to any party. So he might not vote for us this time, but we might impress him in the next elections. And because he's now, you know, been able to vote for different parties every time, he might vote for us next. And frankly, as long as we have young people that care about where this country's going, it just means that in the next time we have to do a better job of convincing him that we are the right party to vote for. But I want him to go and vote anyway.
Have you made any effort to keep some of the whites out of the DA Youth League just so that it looks a little bit blacker? Is there any truth to that? I've heard some rumors.
No.
Okay, what a pity. That would have been funny.
Let's Our go. Executive is actually probably the most diverse in the country.
Let's go to Sandile. He's got a good question. I was going to ask you this too. Sandile, go ahead.
Hi there. I'm wondering, Ms. Ndudi, as you say, the DA doesn't pay you. So I'm wondering, how do you do the whole day-to-day thing of actually looking the way you look and living day-to-day, basically?
Yeah, how do you pay for food?
How do you drive around?
So,
good question, Sandile. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Cool.
Sure. So, I mean, I've been in the DA since, about 8 years, and I have run my own businesses. I have a taxi business.
You have a taxi business?
Yeah.
You're a taxi owner?
I'm a taxi warlord.
Wow, look at you.
Those
are like the toughest people in the world, yeah. The taxi warlords.
Yeah. So I have taxis which have good routes in KZN. And
where do your taxis go?
So I'm one of few people in terms of my family that has taxis that can go everywhere.
You guys have got like a consortium of sorts. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm outside Tokyo Star in Greenside one night and I need a lift, I can call one of your taxis.
No, I mean in KZN. And also, it's not like a meter taxi. I mean like a taxi.
Yeah.
So I have that. I had an events company as well. But also, as I said, I'm a counselor. So I do actually get paid by the states to do my job as a counselor.
But you don't get paid by the DA?
No. And okay. No office bearer in the DA gets paid.
None of them?
Yeah, it's to stop people running for positions solely to be able to get money.
Wow.
Yeah,
How does that work in other parties? They get paid?
As far as I know, yeah.
Huh.
Look at that.
So there we go. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and you're a fascinating person, and I wish you luck for the rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go and give the people of Uhlanga some love.
I will.
And have a very, very good voting day and an excellent election, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me, guys. And don't
Thank you, buddy.
Vote.
We're all voting. I still don't know who I'm going to vote for, but I don't know. You may have had some influence. Yeah. I'm not going to reveal all now. But thanks, Mbali. Awesome. Very nice to see you.
Thanks.
There we go. You see, if young people are – if we're all in the hands of people – who care as much as the two politicians we've had in the last 5 days, we can't be all bad, even if those politicians we don't always agree with. But there we go. Mbali Ntuli from the DA Youth, our guest this morning. Pretty cool, huh? What do you think of her? She sounds seems like a nice
she
enough
sounds
person.
Sounds like she's on top of things.
Yeah, she sounds like a no-nonsense kind
of girl.
She's
also very chilled. She's there's no pretentiousness going on there.
No.
Mm. And she's also not trying to hard sell her message.
Mm-mm.
I think she said it herself. She would persuade you to vote even if you didn't vote for her.
She's just natural. You know, when we had Julius in the other day, and a lot of it
felt like politics.
It feels hard. It feels like you've got to listen hard, and it's politics. You've got to concentrate hard. She's very natural.
Yeah. So have you made up your mind yet, Ass?
No.
Mubs? Mubs?
I think I have.
I haven't. All right. It's almost 8:30. And don't forget, we've got auditions all morning from 9. That's going to be fun. Lots of crazy people who are going to be doing their auditions.
I just can't deal with it anymore.
Everybody hates me.
I'm so depressed.
Are you too fat? Do you cut yourself? You might as well just get it over with and kill yourself.
Songs to Kill Yourself To is a great collection of amazing songs to kill yourself to. Songs that infuriate you at the supermarket or make you want to bash your girlfriend's face in after she dumps you on the phone are all included. Sick of looking for parking at your shrink's office? Tired of trading your body for a few hits of crack? Do society a favor and end your life already. If these songs won't push you over the edge, nothing will. What are you waiting for? Nobody likes you anyways. Order now and be dead by tomorrow.
We're not responsible nor liable for multiple party deaths, mass suicides, self-inflicted stabbings, hangings, overdoses, self-mutilation, gunshot wounds, jumping off or onto anything, dragging, beatings, or any other diabolical way of killing oneself. Nothing in this commercial constitutes or is meant to constitute as sound advice of any kind. In fact, you'd be a fool to listen to us. Songs make no claims to 100% suicide effectiveness, nor any claims to what we are doing is actually legal or morally right. Opinions and truths contributed are those of the contributors themselves, who consequently do not wish to end their lives. Individuals looking to end their life should seek medical counsel, shock treatment, or sedation before listening to these horrible songs. In short, we are truly a bunch of scumbags.
Listen, that Beaches song, what is it, From a Distance?
From a distance.
Oh, I hate that song.
The world looks blue.
Listen to you two. There's like a choir
green.
Of people with chromosomal problems.
I need to bring something up. You weren't listening. You were fiddling with buttons earlier.
Yeah, what is it?
Mabali had a really blonde moment during the interview just now. She said, so how long is that 2-year term?
Oh, God. I'm such an idiot. I wasn't listening properly, that's why.
You are not a good listener. Listen to this. How much time we got before we go back on Comedy Central?
1 minute.
1 minute. I can probably squeeze it in. This is the Pope cleaning someone's feet for Lent. Have you heard this?
Oh, lovely.
He's broken with tradition. This is a report from CNN. Listen to the Pope cleaning people's feet. There's this woman and he's cleaning her feet. He sounds a bit pervy if you ask me.
This is CNN breaking news.
The Pope ruffling some traditionalist feathers. Here he is washing the feet of women.
Oh, your feet are so dirty, ma'am. The Pope will get them nice and clean. God bless. Oh, when you wiggle your toes like that, you are going to make me have a mess inside my robe. Oh, no. He has risen. Oh, oops.
You believe that, Pope?
Kind of turned him on a little bit, I thought. Oh.
I love that guy. All right, let's get back into this. Oh, good morning. It's just after 8:30. It's election day today. I actually brought Dennis in here. Dennis, the guy, sent us an email. He's actually auditioned, and I think he's going to probably get a show because he's impressed everybody he's spoken to so far. Dennis wants to be president one day.
Yes.
How old are you? Right, how old are you now?
I just turned 19. Yeah.
Why would you want to be president? Haven't you seen how much attention they get and it's almost always negative?
Well, I want to change that because as people, we look up to the president and I think it's about time that our president in South Africa had a good image.
You don't like his image? What's wrong with Gedlikisa? He's got lots
of
wives.
What's wrong with Nganda?
He's got a great big house.
Yeah.
What's wrong with two heads?
He can dance. He's got what's wrong with two heads? He can dance. He's got the women are flocking to him. He's in charge of the party. No one challenges him. He's all powerful. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that our president should be somebody that we really look up to. That's all I'm expecting. That's all I'm saying.
I do. I wish I was him.
But in a positive light.
Listen, when you're standing outside in Gandla, you literally do look up to him. It's huge.
It's up on the hill there.
It's like a
shining palace.
Yeah.
So all of you are working towards Gandla right now. You all want your big mansions. That's what I'm seeing right here.
We're all just materialistic. Okay, no. To be serious for a second, that materialism that we were just talking about now, I mean, it's a real thing. And a lot of young people do just care about what you've got.
Yeah.
You know? What makes you different? What happened in your life that made you different?
My parents are really awesome. They're like right now in Paris, so they're like really ditched me. But
what? Hang on. Why are they embarrassed?
They're in Paris.
I thought you said they're embarrassed.
Oh wow.
They're in Paris.
And you stayed behind.
Yeah, because I have engineering week coming soon.
Are you an engineering student?
Yes, I am. Industrial engineering.
Wow.
I think this is the third engineering student who I know of who's auditioned.
That's impressive. But engineering students are hard workers and they know that they're going to get a job one day, so they're just wasting time in between with radio.
Yeah.
But it is true. You will get a job if you're an engineer.
Yeah.
This country just needs more and more engineers by the day.
Mm.
We don't have enough.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Are you pretty good at it? What are your grades like?
They're all right for now because it was my first semester. So my first quarter, sorry. So I still have a chance to bring things back and have an awesome comeback. Because it was pretty tough for the first quarter because you're new to res, you're new to that life as well, to student
Where are
life.
You actually from? Where did you grow up?
Vereeniging.
Okay.
Yes.
You're lucky you got out of there alive. That place is like Mordor. They've got the smoke and the factories and the chimneys. And
Stone
it's a very,
throwing.
Very unhealthy place to live.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of awesome people who come from Vereeniging. I mean, I'm really going to ignore that comment.
Breathe in and out.
I'm just going to ignore that
breathe
comment.
Breathe in and out for me once or twice. We'll hear the terrible guitar and the
crackling.
Do it for us quickly. We'll hear the crackling in your lung. Go. That's not a Vereeniging sign.
See, there's hope.
Yeah. Sounds there's almost hope. Like your lungs work. You couldn't have grown up in Vereeniging. You're lying to me. Let's go to Samantha and find out from her before we talk to you about what you're doing for voting day. Samantha, what's up? Hey, Samantha.
Hi there.
Are you in the voting booth right now?
No, I've already been. I was in the queue at 6:30 already.
Okay. How did it go for you? Pleasant and easy?
No, it was wonderful. And everyone's actually quite positive. It's quite great. I think everyone feels they can make a bit of a change this election. It's great.
All right. And what can you tell us who you voted for?
I voted for the DA, but I went in going to vote for Dr. Rompele. That was kind of, I liked her policies. But in the queue, I had a discussion with my son, and it's his first time voting this year. And he convinced me that we needed, if we really wanted to give a change, a big chance, we needed to not splinter the votes. So I voted for the DA.
Sounds all like right. A smart kid you've got there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Normally parents never take advice from their kids. You're a revolutionary parent. What the hell?
I know, right?
You
know, he's 20, and he can think for himself. I mean, he's studying. He's not a stupid kid. But it just made absolute sense. He said, next time we can vote for policy. This time we need to vote for change. So, yeah.
Well, Mampela Rampele's just called in. I can put her on the line with you, but I think she's very angry. She said that she's going to come and burn your house down and stone your dogs.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank God I said Joburg and not exactly where I live. Eh?
All right, Samantha. And it didn't take you long. How long did the whole process take?
You know what? I was there at 6:30, but I was home at 7:45. I mean, there were quite a few people when we got there already, but it was quick. And the people are awesome, hey?
A bit of a vibe going there? People standing around with cool drinks and food, or is it more of a...
No, it's a bit early. I went with coffee, but no, it's a bit early, I think. But people really are positive. People are they look happy. They look happy to be having the opportunity to make the change.
Thanks, Samantha.
Okay, have a good day.
Nice to talk to you. Who do I have to beg around here to get some coffee? What's the problem?
Hitler Sotole got deported back to. Well, he didn't get deported. He was arrested. He's he used to be the editor of the Un-News.
The Un-News, we call it now.
So I'm trying to facilitate the Un-News.
No, but you don't have to.
I can't make you coffee.
You don't have to get it, but get someone to get it.
Intern.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Get Sia the intern and get me some coffee. Where do I have to beg around here? Am I in charge here or what?
I think the sign behind you says...
drinks in the studio, just by the way.
Because
you bought all the equipment that it all belongs to you.
My studio.
Apparently you're not allowed to drink in the studio.
I don't care what you think.
And that's not what I think.
This is my Nkandla. This.
What does it say behind you?
All right. Look at this. Doesn't say the Damon Calvary
show. My father-in-law says that's too big, by the way.
He says
Cliff's too big. He says it's too dominant.
I agree. It's actually kind of embarrassing. I feel like it's, and I've never in my whole career have I ever made a whole big deal of like Gareth Cliff. You know, it embarrasses me even to say it. And I've got this huge billboard behind me. Like I'm trying too hard. So we'll sort that out. Listen, we just moved in here 5 days ago. Do you mind?
Knows his stuff, eh?
Who?
Harry, my father-in-law. He knows his stuff. He was right.
Thank you.
More like nosy stuff.
Thank you. Let's get back to Dennis. Dennis is Please. Not sitting here to have you and I argue over him. Dennis,
yes.
What are you going to do at the polls today? You're going to go and vote and you're going to encourage other young people to vote?
Yes, exactly that.
You think it matters?
Definitely. I think in terms of our future, especially for young people, we need to start thinking differently. A lot of our parents have sort of guilt-tripped us to keep on voting for the same parties, and I think that it's time that young people sort of take responsibility of their vote and decide to be the change, because the country has been leading in one way for such a long time. If we want change, it's the born frees that have to bring this change.
What if people said to you that the best way to bring about change is to vote ANC and then to let the ANC change from within?
Then let's do that. Then let's have complete confidence in the ANC. Let's not hate on the ANC thereafter if we voted them for power.
All right, are you ready for a quick quiz?
No.
Come on.
But okay.
We're going to do this. All right, yes, we are.
Okay.
And you're going to play along, and we're going to see how many of these questions you get right. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. We did this with Sia, who's also 19, the intern, and we did it with Ari earlier, and they did very badly. So you can only do better than them. Are you ready?
No, but okay, let's do this.
Which province has the highest ANC majority?
Gauteng.
No.
Okay, Gareth.
KZN.
KZN.
What is the DA's color?
Blue.
That's right. Which party is more left-wing, the PAC or Ahang?
PAC.
Correct. To which party does that old bastard Mangosuthu Buthelezi belong?
I wish I knew.
IFP. Oh, you didn't even know that one, huh?
No.
How many elections have we had since the fall of the apartheid regime?
Now I have to do like all my calculations. Isn't it like...
Well, we've got 20 years since democracy. 20, it's every
Isn't
5
it like
years
five?
We have an election. This is the fifth, correct.
Yes.
Very good, nice work.
Good, okay. Matt.
Now, who is more likely to nationalise the mines? Is it the ACDP, the ANC or the EFF?
EFF.
And who is more likely to wear a ridiculous hat to the polls today? Is it Helen Zille, Mampela Rampele or Dean Smuts of the DA?
Mampela Rampela.
That's correct. She always wears ridiculous headgear. That's exactly right. What political party was the UDM leader Bantu Holomisa a member of before forming the UDM?
I'm not sure.
You don't know?
Don't judge me, Gareth.
ANC. He was in the ANC before.
Okay.
And would the DA's Lindiwe Mazibuko prefer a buffet, eat as much as you want, or a simple salad starter?
Buffet.
That's correct. Very good. Very good work.
Okay. They were all right, weren't they?
That's absolutely spot on.
Thank you for believing in me, Leanne.
What does the DA's Helen Ziller inject into her face?
I'm not sure if I can say.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I'm not Gareth.
Botox.
Starts with a B.
How much does...
Starts with a B and rhymes with Botox.
Rhymes with Otox and starts with a B. All right. How much does Julius Malema owe SARS? Just rounded off to the nearest million.
5 million.
No, more than that.
A lot more.
20 million.
16.1 million.
But I rounded off to like a...
No, it's nowhere near the nearest million. All right, you've passed our quiz. Well done. You didn't do too badly at all. Where are you voting today?
In Pretoria.
Because you're studying there, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you registered. You've made sure you got all your documents. What do we need to vote, by the way? We need our ID.
Yeah.
A thumb.
And your thumb.
Yes.
Yeah, don't leave your thumbs at home.
No, you see, if I remember that accident I had with the avocado where I almost cut my finger off.
Yes.
If that had been my thumb, would I be allowed to vote?
No, you would have had to vote on special days.
Because you know my fingerprint ID on my phone doesn't work?
No.
On this finger?
Stop
because
it.
Have
you altered your fingerprint?
I've altered my fingerprint. I actually can't get...
Well, you can commit crimes now, but just use that one finger.
Yeah, they won't catch you.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do with one finger to be a criminal.
So it's just your ID that you need.
Yeah, I think it's just your ID, and you have to actually be there present and physically yourself. You can't send someone else to do it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about people who are just too lazy to go and vote? What should happen to them?
They should get burned. Talking.
Wow. Okay. I don't want you to be future president one day. You're going to have extreme tactics.
I've just changed my mind about you.
Yeah,
as well.
No, it's like all of you can make jokes except for me.
All right, relax, dude. If you were president, what would you change first? First thing, you get into the office at the union buildings. You see Gedlehligisa's desk, and it's clear. And on there, he's left you a note saying, "Don't screw it up, okay? Thanks, Dennis." Gedlehligisa.
I think the first thing I would do is probably like speak to the nation and try and inspire them to believe in a better country, because I think it's not something I'll be able to change in about 2 seconds. It's going to take a large amount of time.
You sound like Oprah Winfrey.
You know, you have to take over the world.
You just sound like Oprah. We've got to inspire people. We got to change the world.
Mm. Yeah, but it starts with people. But I mean, at the same time, you do get a lot of people who are just like, the country will never change. And
I know. You're right.
All of that is really unnecessary.
Listen, dude, I like you.
Aww.
Yeah, I hope that everybody, because I sometimes worry about where we're going, that not enough people are interested in the fact that we're going in a certain direction, or that they don't care about the news, that they're not interested in finding out what matters.
Or they don't care that we're going in circles.
Right. I think that that's a problem, and we mustn't allow ourselves to be one of those countries that lags at the back. We should burst into the forward spot in Africa, and we should just lead this continent down a really good path.
Yeah, but I think it's sort of a mindset. If we continue to just be negative, where can the country go? So we need to start inspiring. You need to start speaking to people.
You are just like Oprah, my friend. That's your thing. You are Oprah Winfrey. All right. The male Oprah Winfrey. Listen, good luck with the engineering. Good luck with your vote today. Thanks for popping by to see us.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, brother. Thanks for the visit. There we go. That's Dennis. What's your surname again?
Ngango, N-G-A, N-G-O. Ngango.
There we go. Thanks for popping around.
Pleasure.
Listen, do you guys want to hear about Monica Lewinsky?
She is in the news.
Yeah, tell us what happened there. You actually know the story, Mubs.
Well, I mean, she's finally broken her silence about that whole Bill Clinton saga, you know. She's done an interview with Vanity Fair magazine.
That depends on what your definition of the word is.
Oh, hey, Bill. Hi. Yeah, did you hear about this yourself?
I saw the article. I thought it was salacious and disgusting.
Right.
And completely fabricated and made up and untrue.
Did you see her in the interview?
I've seen her.
She's 14 years old now, Bill. I mean,
I still think she's got something special going on.
Of course you do.
She was a pretty girl to me.
Yeah.
I know everybody else in the world thought she was a heifer, I thought she was beautiful. And I think even big girls deserve some love.
Well, that's exactly what she said. She said the whole world basically turned against her. They made her out to be this person that she's not really.
Well, if you're going to go for Bill, you're on the wrong side of history. I'm a good guy.
Okay, Bill.
Everybody loves me, even Hillary. And think about what she's been put through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you're the only one who had the best of both worlds in this situation, huh?
So do you have Monica's address?
Oh, no. No.
Do you even have her dress? I mean, she keeps things like that, you know. She likes a keepsake.
She keeps ticket stubs and dresses.
Oh, hell yeah. She keeps everything. Anyway, I got to go because I think she's knocking at my door right now.
All right, Bill.
And Hillary's campaigning for president soon, so I'm going to have some spare time on my hands.
Oh, my word.
You know, if Hillary's not around, you can't blame me. Just, when the cat is away, the mice must play.
Just don't ruin it for Hillary, Bill, please.
I won't get in her way.
Okay.
She's riding on my coattails into the White House, but she'd be a great president. I know she would. I got to go and find Monica. Cheers. I got to go. Okay. Bye.
It's amazing the way he always just calls in.
He just interrupts, eh?
Yeah. He's got things to do and say the whole time. That man is just never going to stop. And you can see he loves the attention. Bill doesn't mind being out there doing the campaign, the hard campaigning for Hillary. Monica Lewinsky's telling her story to Vanity Fair. The full story hasn't been published yet, apparently. And a little bit on their website says that at the time of the aftermath of her affair with Bill, she could have sold her story in detail for about $10 million, but she says she didn't do it. She wouldn't do it because it didn't feel right. Mm. Hmm? What the hell's wrong with her?
$10 million.
Who says no to $10 million for your story? She couldn't get a job for years. She was driven to almost suicide, being outcast from society. I would say she made the wrong decision.
She should have gone for the $10 million.
Yeah, now she's 40. She's unhappy. She's probably still depressed. And if she thinks about that $10 million, she wants to cry all day long.
But when did this happen? I mean, it's...
Well, the affair happened in 98.
Jeez, it's been a while, huh?
Almost brought President Clinton down, that whole thing. Well. Linda Tripp. Ken Stark. Do you remember all of that?
Yeah.
See, being president isn't always fun. See that, Dennis?
Yeah, I see so.
Being president, you're putting yourself in the line of fire.
But I'm willing to, like, handle all those challenges.
I'm sure you would, dude. Listen, thanks for the visit. You can get out of here now. Go and do some work around here. We've got lots of things to be done. We need people
Make
doing
Gareth
stuff.
Make Gareth coffee.
Yeah. Find out where Sia is with that coffee of mine. And if you've joined us in Comedy Central this morning, enjoy your vote. Good luck. Go to the polls. Don't let us down. The country needs you. That's not some platitude. It really does matter. I would rather have you vote for a party I completely disagree with than to sit at home, not vote, and then complain for the next 5 years about how bad everything is and how you think that the country's not in the place it should be. If you don't go and vote, you don't take responsibility for this whole situation. I can't help you. And I will ridicule you at every opportunity I get. I'm going to be looking for that mark on your thumb. Don't mess it up. Yeah, unless you're under 18. If you're under 18 and you try to sneak in, good for you.
Yeah.
What's that there, Sia? What do we got here? Oh, we've got the Unapologetic Youth Panel after 9 with Dennis. Right, Dennis? You're leading that. That's going to be fun. He'll be talking about politics, young people, their opinions on things, what good. They want, what they expect, what they demand. We don't want to sit back and let old people decide for us. We've got the unnews coming up. We've got Ass's poll. Mm-hmm. And maybe we've still got time for a call or two. We've got 10 minutes. So if you want to call us, 0861-555-189. Should we do the poll?
Yeah, yes, I'm ready.
Take a look at that. Mm-hmm. How's that poll going, by the way? I went in and voted yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the vote yesterday, the poll was who you're voting for
Don't
today.
Don't you want to wait for your music?
Oh, yes, please.
Don't you like your music?
I can't talk without it.
Your brain doesn't work without your music.
Yesterday's poll.
Yeah.
Yesterday's poll was, who are you voting for today in the real poll? This is how the voting went. 1% went to Cope.
1%, huh?
Mm-hmm. 1%.
There's still people dumb enough to, like, throw their vote in there. I wonder if that was Mbazima Shiloa.
I think it was. Let me see. Oh, no, it's anonymous. 1% went to UDM. 2% Ahang. In third place with 11% of the vote. Third place, ANC.
Only in the third place?
In the third place.
Well, this obviously does not reflect the demographics of our country.
No. 12% the EFF and 73% DA.
Wow. We can talk about a landslide.
Yeah.
And we'd be a very different country if that were the real figure. But maybe Mbalintuli influenced it in some way.
Yeah, I think she... You see, the thing is, you can vote more than once. Mm. So if any party got hold of this poll, they would be able to rig it. Yeah. Today's poll, how many times have you fallen outside a nightclub? We had the DA youth leader in here earlier, and she said that she'd fallen outside a nightclub after having a lot of fun. And the options are never, once or twice, often, almost every time, or I can't remember.
Yeah, go and vote. I've fallen. I told you I fell in my driveway the other day, but I wasn't drunk. It wasn't nighttime. There was no reason for me to fall except that one of the paving stones in my driveway stuck out just a little bit more than the rest of them.
The one that you know has been there all the time.
I know. And you know what? I fell into the rose bushes.
Oh. Ouch.
That's sore because those things are loaded with thorns. Not cool. Revolution. I'm feeling like we're getting this whole thing a little bit cleaner now. It's a lot smoother. It's all starting to happen. You know, feels better now than it did before.
We're not getting cleaner, that's for sure.
It's like starting your car on a winter morning and then you wait for it to warm up before you pull out.
Yeah, this is our fifth day on the air and it feels pretty good.
Does that mean tomorrow's a weekend for us?
No.
Oh.
Still have 2 days. But today is a public holiday, so enjoy it. And as I said, if you're going to the polls, make sure that you don't spoil your bella to do something stupid like that, like Ronnie Casrals wants you to do. It's a very dumb idea. Rather vote for the worst party you could think of than spoil your vote, because what you're really saying is you don't count. I think that's a statement of a huge lack of self-confidence,
yeah,
self-respect. Don't do it. So that was All Night Gordon and Doyle bootleg. What are we looking at here? Oh, it's news. Unnews. And I've decided I'm using this music.
Do it.
It's time for the unnews. The Democratic Alliance, the DA, had to send out this SMS. The DA retracts the SMS dispatched to you, which falsely stated that President Jacob Zuma stole $248 million to build his home. The SMS violated the code in the act. Helen Ziller just woke up her SMS writer and said, Jack, this is Helen. I took you out of health and... now it turns out that you can't even write a decent SMS. Stop crying, Jack. Stop crying. Stop it. I saw you outside the Great Park Synagogue trying to hock your book. No more books, Jack. Decent SMSs, all right, Jack? Please. Thank you. That's Jack Bloom, obviously. One of Reba Steenkamp's friends, Kim Myers, claims Oscar went up to her in court and whispered to her, I'm single now and I've always liked you.
Ooh.
Myers is very upset and is considering pressing charges with police. Oof. Finally, female Cathay Pacific flight attendants want the airline to redesign their uniforms. Female cabin crew members say that their white blouses are too short and their red skirts are too tight, leaving them uncomfortable at work. What airline is that? I've got to get on those. Cathay Pacific. This is the only airline Charlie Sheen uses, and Sheen has been to Malaysia and Hong Kong 37 times and 48 times respectively, even though he just goes for a day. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early. 6 o'clock, 7:35 on Comedy Central. Be good. If you're not, take photos. Or do something that your parents wouldn't. And vote today, all right? I'm not going to say this again with peace and love. I have to get going. I have to make this country a better place. It's not going to happen on its own.